Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jake Volnick back with you guys here on Overtime. Of course, coming up in hour's time, we're going to get to, as we always do at 9 o'clock, get a grip. But right now, let's head out to the fan hotline. He joins us every single Friday at 8 o'clock of Cleveland.com. It's our good friend, Coach Riz, Lance Reisland. Lance, what's going on?
Jake, how are you tonight, buddy?
We're doing good tonight. We're coming off a Browns win. I have an odd optimism for the game coming up. And Lance, most importantly, excited to work with you on Sunday.
Oh, I can't wait to work on two things. One is I can't wait to work with you. Two is you gave me good vibes for the guards tonight when I texted you earlier today. So I'm looking forward to the guards tonight as well.
I had to give good vibes, okay? I mean, listen, you're playing Texas Rangers. It's the ghost of the Rangers. You got to be good tonight.
It's got to be good tonight. I agree with you.
All right, Lance, let's take a look at Browns-Lions. I'll ask you straight out of the gate. At least can the Browns keep this game close?
Oh, there's no question about it, and here's why. Inside, you know, the guards and center for the Lions are just okay. You got Mahogany at the left guard, you got Glasgow at the center, and you got Ratledge at the right guard. Those guys are young. They're really good run blockers. They're just okay in pass protection. And as good as Penei Sewell is at right tackle, if he does have something that he's not great at, because he's pretty dominant, he's not just a pure drop back passer. So if the Browns can win on first down, they absolutely got a chance. And then, the thing that you really like for this defensive line is that if they can stop the run for themselves, Goff is a sitting target. And I don't, as much as the Browns maybe haven't seen the run game that they're going to see, this offensive line for the Lions has not seen the front four, along with when they bring Schlesinger, that the Browns are going to give to them on Sunday.
So I think it's interesting. You bring up the run game, and I'll hit on Goff here in a second as too, but hey, is this the toughest run game when you combo the offensive line with the dual-headed backfield that they've had to face all year?
Well, yeah, because they do have a true drop-back passer, and they have, St. Brown, who's just an outstanding receiver, plays both inside and out. So I think the balance they can give you, once again, the balance is, to me, is not 50-50 run-pass. Balance is doing what you want regardless of down and distance. And that's what the Lions can do. They really kind of they dictate. And it's going to be really interesting because the more you watch them on film, the more they're like Schwartz's defense. They really dictate to the defense, and Schwartz is not a guy who allows that. So it's going to be, it'll be an interesting chess match there with those guys. But the run game itself for the Browns, and I the Lions are really good, but what the Browns do, not only are they talented up front, they're going to outnumber you. They're going to force the issue. They're going to force Goff to pass, which I think is an okay thing because they want to establish the run, but the Browns are going to put 7-8 in there. Not only will they put 7 or 8 in there, but sometimes they won't. I still think the Browns are going to stop the run. It's can they cover St. Brown, and can they stop the run late in the game when everybody's getting tired?
So all things considered, you talked about it, Goff is probably the most, stationary of the four quarterbacks you've faced up to this point. Is it their easiest matchup when it comes to dissecting a quarterback and how he runs an offense and everything else?
You know, if you think about this, he's 74 for 95. He's completed almost 78, just under 78% of his passes for 7 TDs. He's averaging 253 yards passing a game. But a lot of that comes off the run game. A lot of what you see, they're kind of, I don't want to say they're mirror images because there are some scheme differences, but the way they want to run the offense, they want to establish the run. They want to take some play action shots. Laporta is a really good tight end. Williams is a guy who really stretches the field. But the basis of this offense is running the football. And when they get that, when they get Montgomery and Gibbs going, it's really hard to stop them. And then all of a sudden you're loading the box, and then you're putting your corners on an island and things like that. So it is really, really tough to stop them as an offense. But he's the top of the food chain in terms of quarterbacks you can win with. He's not a guy you can win because of, in my opinion, but he's got a great supporting cast, and he really distributes the ball very, very well. And they play very complementary football, the defense, the offense, the special team. So Goff is a guy that, now this will be the easiest one to sack if you can get him down a distance that you know they're going to throw, because you know where he'll be when he sets up.
So it's interesting because you bring up the talent and the strength of the Lions offense being, hey, it's all predicated on the run game. That's kind of where the Browns defense has flourished in a way. I mean, they're top of the league when it comes to rushing yards allowed in a game. So what does that battle ultimately come down to, especially in the early game, before we talk about loading guys into the box, before any of that? How do you win that game up front right out of the gate?
Well, you got to penetrate. You got to win the fight, get off the ball first. So the thing that the Browns have done really, really well is recreate the line of scrimmage backwards. Every time you watch, you'll know tomorrow, you'll know Sunday, if that line of scrimmage is backed up towards the offense, that tells you the defensive line is getting their hands on first, and they're winning the battle. That's what you have to do. You can't let these double teams get rolling. They're a massive bunch. They're long arm. They're all 6'5" plus offensive line. So you have to win the battle and get into those guys first and push the line back. Now, for the Browns, that's something that can happen because they're a one-gap penetrating team. So they're not taking on doubles like other guys. They are penetrating. They're pass rushing to stop the run. So once again, the Lions are really, really good up front, but they have not seen a defensive line that penetrates like this. Now, if the Browns don't get off the football and they don't react to the football, they'll get moved, because that's one of the things. If you're going to have fast defensive linemen, those guys can get moved because they're not super, super heavy. Malik Collins is not a guy who likes to get doubled. So I just think the Browns match up well if they get off the football. And then it's, can they get to Jared Goff? And that'll be kind of the separation. And I think they got to really think about putting Ward on St. Brown this week. I think that if they did that, that would really be, if you take St. Brown away and make him go somewhere else, I think you got a pretty good chance of kind of containing this offense.
And Lance, I like that point, and I want to bring that up. And Lance Risen, Coach Riz with us here on the hotline. I thought in a different way on this, and you can tell me if I'm crazy, because Monroe likes to move around offensively like a way that you'd move Miles defensively, right? He'll play the outside, he'll play the slot, basically anywhere you need him, he's flexible to move around. Would you consider almost shadowing him with a guy like Greg Newsome who can play in that slot and be confident? Or hey, does it come down to Denzel Ward, or you just trust your slot corner at that point?
Well, the thing that I really like and admire about Schwartz is that if you watch, like, when Jamar Chase, like, they had Newsome out there on Chase. So what that does, whether we like it or not, those guys play with tremendous confidence because they know, regardless who comes to their side, they're going to play and things like that. But in a game like this, when you have such a dynamic player, and Williams is a guy who stretched the field, but he's not a guy – he only has 8 receptions, whereas Amon-Ra Brown has 20 already. So if you can take him away, that make Goff go somewhere else, that could help you. Now, the thing that I really like what the Browns do is that because they're in man, they can shadow him and not really be stuck. Now, the only person that I think they need to really help is Miles Harden. And they can do that because they play a one high hat, and that safety, Hickman, Delpit, whoever's deep, can help him and then allow Newsome and Ward to play man on man against the second, third receiver. So there are some different options. I don't see Schwartz going away from what he does. Like I said before, he's not going to allow the offense to dictate what they do. For me, I would have Ward, who I pay the big money to, who I think is just outstanding. I would have him take Brown because I think he can neutralize him and keep him in control. He'll get his catches, but in terms of, what he did against Chicago, going 9 for 115, I don't think that would be the case.
All right, Lance, let's flip things. Let's look at the Browns offense. How much does the game plan change, or at least the ability to have success change, if Jack Conklin, who's questionable at this one for a third straight week with the elbow injury, is unable to go?
Well, you know, I've talked a lot about they won, right? So when you win, everything is easier. So now they have to go from what I like. You know, I like the idea that they punted the ball. They ran the ball on third and long a number of times. They checked the ball down. He protects the football. It's got to be between, like, what they did last week and then the Joe Flacco from 23 where they're just airing it out because the defense is so good, that's how you have to win games. Now, there has to be a fine line. There has to be some chunk plays. There has to, you know, people think he missed them. I don't think Joe Flacco missed some of those chunk plays, the over routes to Judy. There's a couple people that were open, and I just think he saw the underneath covered and was protecting the football. He's going to have to make some chunk plays this week against a really good Lions team because chances are Lions will score some points. You know, Morton's a guy who will be very good with his formations and finding matchups and things like that. So they're going to have to score some points. But I don't think they can move the ball on the Browns defense as well as they have against everybody else. And I think the Browns on offense, they got to establish a run. I'll say it every week. But then they're going to have to hit a few. It doesn't have to be a ton of them, just a couple timely chunk plays. And I think the best down to do it is first down. But the only time you can do that on first down is you have some success running the ball on first down earlier in the game. So we'll see what happens. But I think they got to get a couple more chunk plays, but still protect the football.
Okay, so let's take a better look at Joe just a little bit here. Joe obviously didn't play the greatest game through a majority of that game, at least the way that the stats play and the way that you look at the box score, and they had zero for a very long time. Is it possible that if you get another performance like that where the offense is not putting up points, that you think Joe could legitimately be benched inside of this game?
Well, yeah, if they're losing or if they're not moving at all and they're putting everything on their defense. Now, I think Joe's going to play much better, and I think schematically why, because DJ Reader and Tyreek Williams are inside, and those guys are big, heavy guys who are stopping the run. The Lions really rely on Hutchinson and Muhammad coming around the edge, and whether the tackles are good or not, Kevin is going to chip those guys, so he'll be able to step up. That's what he's got to do better. He's got to reset his feet and throw the ball better. But, yeah, I mean, the only position on offense that you can really make a change that kind of changes the dynamic is quarterback. And that's part of the position. You get too much blame. You get too much credit. But they have to be better in terms of those chunk plays. So he's going to have to let it rip. And like I said, it's a fine line from what he did last week, which I thought was – it didn't matter to me all the bad negative things you hear about him because they won. And then, obviously – going back to 23, there's got to be like an in-between there. And he doesn't have to do what he did in 23 because this defense is even better. But he's got to make a couple of key plays. And I, like I said, I think it's on first down. True passing situations, it's no good against the Lions with those ends.
Talk to me a little bit more about the move. You've obviously spent a ton of time in your life around coaching. If you're a coach, and I don't know if you've ever had to make that move in the middle of a game, but what is the message that sends? What's the internal battle that makes you want to do it versus it sort of gives you hesitancy to make that move?
Well, obviously, you know, he's a veteran, so but that only goes so far. You know, you hear that all the time. He's a veteran. And there is something to it. Like that last drive, I think I'm not sure that Dylan Gabriel could have done that just because he's a rookie. But that last drive, he was calm, cool, and collected, threw a great pass to Njoku, wasn't pressed about the time they got up and clocked it. That takes experience to do. Now, I have had to do that before, and what ends up happening is that it's more because of the offense. It's not all on the quarterback, and regardless of how great a quarterback plays or how bad it is, neither one are all on the quarterback. So maybe if they're just hammering the pocket and he can't move, maybe you just need to get Gabriel in because he can move better. So there's some things that kind of tie into it. I don't think at that level it kind of hurts their psyche or they don't have hurt feelings. It's the idea of you do whatever you can to win. And if he doesn't, if they're down or they're not doing their part, then the quarterback is the position that makes sense to change. I think he's going to play much better this week. I think he's hurt enough. I think he's going to let it rip a little bit. And like I said, the Lions aren't huge on their interior pressure. So he'll be able to set up and they'll get those two ends. They'll ride those guys outside. So I think he's going to play better. And once again, though, it comes down to if they can run the ball. They have to run the ball, especially on first down.
How much does Quinshon give you confidence on that side of, based on what you saw last week, the way that he was able to run it, that it's going to allow the offense to open up a little bit?
Well, you know, there's a big difference. And I think what he does is that when Samson gets involved a little bit more, it gives him a good 1-2 punch. And then I think Ford goes back to what I think he does really well as a third down back. Ford's really good in pass protection. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. Then he becomes kind of the player you want him to be instead of having to be the bell cow. Now, Junkins is a guy, like I said, I wasn't I was kind of wrong on him coming out of college. I thought he was really good. I didn't realize how big he was until I was down at practice and I got to see him and stand next to him and kind of see him work. He's a guy that has all those little guy moves, right? He's sudden. He got great jump cuts. He's a great vision. He does everything well, but he's a guy who does it at 220 pounds or bigger, right? He's a big, thick kid. So that's what he gives you. So he can give you those explosive runs like he did last week. But what he really gives me as an offensive coordinator, he gives me second five, second six, which then I'm now in charge. I can run it or throw it, which is where this type of offense thrives, because then you dictate what the defense puts in. So if they can run it on first down, they get in 12 personnel on second, third down, they can find some shots, especially for Fannin and Njoku.
Let's turn and quickly look at the Lions defense. Where is the strength in this defense in your eyes, and just how good are they?
Well, the strength is that they're really good. They have a really good front four, too. Jack Campbell's an outstanding linebacker. He's also – so against the run, he's 6'5", he's 250. But I also think he's the most vulnerable on their defense in space. So if you can get a tight end on him, get him covering Njoku, Samson, Fannin, he'll really struggle in space covering. But between tackles, they're really, really good at stopping the run. Reader is 330 pounds. Tyreek Williams is 330 pounds. Hutchinson plays with his hair on fire. Muhammad's been an outstanding pass rusher. But I think you can attack Campbell in space. I think you can attack Joseph, the one safety, in space. He's a guy who's super aggressive. Branch is a guy who's – I kind of want to stay away from him. He's kind of a ball hawk. But then, I think Arnold's a really good corner, but DJ Reed's a guy who's super aggressive. You can do some double moves on him. I think he'll struggle covering Jerry Jeudy. But they have to really make sure, again, all this is come down to stay committed to the run. Because now with Junkins, those zero-yard runs that you got the first 2 weeks are now going to be a 3- or 4-yard runs because of his size. So they got to stay committed to the run and then take those shots when they get an opportunity. But for this offense, it all comes down to they got to be able to run the football. If they don't, you're going to see a mess, especially with this pass rush of the Lions.
All right, Lions, one real quick to get you out of here. Away from Browns-Lions, Shador could be seen quoted in articles across the internet this week saying basically, hey, I'm ready to play whenever they call on me, right? I think the exact words were, whenever they call on me, I'll be ready. I'm ready to play right now. Hey, from a coach's perspective, does it mean anything to you, love it or hate it?
I'm neither. I'm in the middle. That's his. Once again, I'm okay with players that stay within who they are. And Shador's a guy who's very, very confident. He's also a guy who works very hard in practice. He also is a guy who's a very good teammate. So when he says these things, immediately when people don't see him every day, they think of, is he a guy who's selfish? He's really not selfish at all. He's a guy who works really, really hard. He encourages Dylan Gabriel. He encourages Flacco. I would like him to say he's ready to go. You don't want a guy who is not confident what he do. Would he be ready to go? Probably not, just because of the speed of the game. But that confidence shows you that he's working. He's working on his craft. He's in the film room. He's doing what he has to do. So if his number is called, he has a chance. Because unless you study and you know where you're going to go with the football, you literally have no chance. You still might not have a chance just because on the teams you play, but I don't mind the confidence. And as long as his teammates are okay with it, and I think they are, because that's just kind of who he is. He's a very confident guy and he's outspoken, but he never says anything derogatory towards his teammates. And like I said, those guys all work hard and he's part of it. So I think he's doing a good job and I think he's comfortable in his own skin and this is who he is and this is who they drafted. So, we'll see what happens when he gets shot. Cause I do think he'll get a shot sooner than later.
All right, Lance, I appreciate it a ton as always. You setting aside the time. I look forward to work with you on Sunday. I'm excited for that as we get ready people, for this Browns Lions game, lead them up to kickoff. Always good to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait till Sunday, my friend. I look forward to working with you.
No doubt about it. Lance, we appreciate you. Lance Risen, Cleveland.com, with us there on the Fan Hotline. When we come on back, we'll break down what some of Lance had to say as well. We're going to get into a little bit on the Shador conversation. All coming your way in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm neither. I'm in the middle. You know, that's his, once again, I'm okay with players that stay within who they are. And he's like, Shador's a guy who's very, very confident. He's also a guy who works very hard in practice. He also is a guy who's a very good teammate. So when he says these things, immediately when people don't see him every day, they think of, is he a guy who's selfish? He's really not selfish at all. He's a guy who works really, really hard. He encourages Dylan Gabriel. He encourages Flacco. I would like him to say he's ready to go.
Lance Reisling, Cleveland.com, with us last segment on Overtime. Of course, if you missed it, Odyssey Rewind feature 92.3thefan.com. Lance joins us every Friday at 8 o'clock. Really good stuff. Obviously has a great breakdown of the Lions and where the Browns are going to be successful, where they're going to struggle in this game. But, I mean, I liked Lance's answer that we just played there for you when addressing the Shador Sanders conversation. And if for some reason, somehow you haven't seen this yet, the two quotes that people have picked up on that Shador has said were basically everything going out there based on the situation. If things happen, if things pan out where I play, then I'll be out there and I'll be ready to play. I'm ready to play right now. And the other one being, I know if you see the quarterback play in the league right now, I know I'm capable of doing better than that. And I saw a lot of people sort of taking a problem with what Shador has said up to this point and taking issue with it, which I see where a lot of people are coming from on it. Like, I understand where the anger comes from. I just don't think we're putting into perspective what Shador's saying with this. And again, I think Lance laid it out. Like, kid's confident. He's going to say things that reflect him being confident. I have like one bone to pick with what he said, but I think it's much more a semantics thing than it's a reality thing. But as we talk about people who clearly had an issue with what was being said, Harry Douglas on Get Up on ESPN today chimed in on it and basically just claimed him a straight mistake.
There's a time and a place for everything, and that's not the right timing for Shador Sanders. It's okay for you internally to feel like, hey, I'm better than guys that are starting right now, but there's a time and a place. You don't have to say it out loud. Keep it about the Cleveland Browns and what they've been able to do this season, especially coming off a big win versus the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I want so badly for him to get a chance this year to show what he can do, and things like this, they make me mad just because they add fuel to all the people who are going to be detractors of his, because it's obviously a mistake.
I just don't see the mistake part of it. Like, what is the alternative that Shador comes out and says? No, actually, I'm not prepared to play at all right now. And if they put me in, it'd be horrible.
Why would he ever say that? Like, I feel like you want, no matter what your quarterback, who your quarterback is, you want your quarterback to be saying this. Like, yeah, I'm confident enough in my ability that I could go out there right now and be just as good as all these other, like, I don't see how that's a negative thing at all.
No, and like, listen, I'll be frankly honest. I don't think Shador's ready to play right now. Like,
no, I want Shador to be the quarterback over Dylan Gabriel, but yeah, I agree. I don't think he's ready to go right now either.
Like, yeah,
but you still want him to think that. So if he gets in the game, like, he has all the confidence in the world.
Right. Like, what if we walked into a scenario this week, Joe Flacco gets hurt, or they bench Joe Flacco or whatever, he probably would need to get hurt considering Shador is the emergency quarterback. Let's say Joe gets hurt and Dylan gets banged up, and then Shador has to play, and he's like, I'm not ready to go. I'm not ready to play in this game. Yeah, well, what does that scream to you? He's the emergency quarterback. In an emergency situation where two guys go down, he has to play. The only like answer that you can even say, oh, this would be way better if Shador said it, would have been like, oh, yeah, this isn't about me right now. You know, it doesn't matter what I think right now. I'm quarterback 3, and the Browns are focused on the Lions this week, which would be the most Browns answer of all time. You're not going to get that out of Shador. Like, those aren't going to be the things. He's not going to always sit there. And not that he's saying the wrong thing in this, because I don't think that he is. It's not you're going to get the Browns answer out of him every single time. He's a personality. He is somebody who is outspoken and confident. He's going to say he's ready to play. He's not going to tell you he's not ready. And the fact that he goes, look at the quarterback play in the league right now, I think I can do better than that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Did we not just watch Joe Flacco play football? Did we not just watch Russell Wilson play football? I hope Shador thinks he can play better than that. Like, Russ is just tossing the ball over the back of the end zone 18 times and getting benched for Jackson Dart. We don't think we can play better than Russell Wilson did this week. We don't think we can play better than Joe did this week, where he threw an interception. Didn't really matter. But, like, he threw an interception and also put up a whopping 0 points for 56 minutes of a football game. I pray you think you can do better than that. The one small gripe that I think you can pick is in that sentence right now, which is, I'm ready to play right now. Right. And like, again, it's because I sit here and I feel like I don't know that you really are. Right. I don't know that I need you to come out and scream to me that you're ready to play in this moment. I think you can say I got a lot of things to work on, but I'm confident in my ability. Again, like, I don't even want him not to say it. I think there's a lot of things that you could say around it. Like, I'm not where I need to be and I need to be better before that, you know, I'm going to get an opportunity to start. But you can't just sit there and tell me I'm not ready to play. I don't want to hear that. I want any guy who's got an opportunity to step onto the field for me to scream to me that I'm ready to go when my moment is called. When they call my number and they tell me to get out onto the field, I'll be ready. That should be the mentality of every professional athlete that's out there. I just don't get it. And Kevin Stefanski was asked a question about Shador's comments, and I think probably gave the proper response as well.
He's doing a good job. I hope all of our guys feel like they're ready and they're working very hard at it. We do a lot of work with our players, rookies, vets, all our guys, spending every available minute that we have with them, getting them ready physically, mentally, whether it's in the weight room, the meeting room, out on the field. So all our guys are working very hard.
Yeah, like, I don't think that Shador magically just, you know, eliminated his bad habits in the 3 weeks that he spent in the room watching film and going through and learning the playbook even more so than he already had. But I'm not expecting him to. Like, again, if you get called, I'd be relatively confident Shador could step into a football game and operate as a quarterback. I think there's a lot of things he needs to work on before he can be a successful quarterback in the NFL. But to go out there and play a game, Shador's probably right now, even with what we saw in the preseason, even when it was bad against the Rams, I still feel like Shador is more prepared than plenty of quarterbacks on the roster in the NFL right now. Like, if you told me, I need results, right? Doesn't have anything to do with how great of a quarterback he's going to be. And you, I was going to say boiled it down to, but this would be kind of a bad pun being played, because I would say he's better than like Tim Boyle. Like, I'd feel more confident that Shador put up stats and could potentially put up a win than a guy like Tim Boyle could. I'd feel more confident that if he stepped in a game that I'd go with Shador over Zach Wilson. There's plenty of quarterbacks right now in the league who DTR. Aren't good. Yeah. Well, I don't even know that he's... Is he on a team? He might be on a practice squad right now somewhere. No, the Eagles cut him out. I think somebody else, Green Bay, was talking to him. I don't know if they actually signed him or not. But like, more confident than all of those. If you put DTR on a roster, yeah, I got way more confidence in Shador than I have in DTR right now. Yeah, there's bad quarterbacks in the NFL. Yes, Shador should be ready to play and ready to step on an NFL field no matter when it comes.
What about Bailey Zappe?
Is straight up, I need to win a football game?
Yeah. Who do you have more confidence in?
Probably Shador. I would say probably Shador. I mean, I think Bailey's fine. He's not good.
About number four.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that moment. Don't worry. We're going to talk about Daryl's comments coming up here at 8:40. But I want to throw it to you guys as well. 216-474-0092. Is Shador going too far in saying that he's ready to play right now? I don't see where that comes from. I don't see what upsets people about somebody with confidence. They get, oh, you're feeding fuel to the fire on the detractors, as Mike Greenberg said in that clip. Who is this feeding? Like, why is this feeding the fire? Why is a guy saying he's confident and he's ready to play? He's on an NFL roster. He has an opportunity to step onto the field on Sunday if the moment arrives. You should be ready. If I dress a guy for a football game, you better be ready to step onto the field. If not, we have a real problem. Then Shador should be sitting on the practice squad right now, and Bailey Zappe should be the emergency quarterback if he wasn't ready. Again, Kevin laid it out. Like, we want our guys to say this. We want our guys to be ready. The alternative just makes no sense. I don't understand why it's these type of things that bother people. Like, there's plenty of people in this city that would rather see Shador Sanders than Dylan Gabriel. Like, first out of the gate. Jax, you just said you were one of them. Like, I'm not in that boat because I don't think Shador's ready right now. Right? I don't think that if you stepped onto a field, you're setting him up for success and he's going to be able to succeed when he's out there. I think that's clearly Dylan Gabriel and what we've seen so far. I think he gives you a better chance to run the operation smoothly, to get out there, get the ball out on time, especially with this offensive line. Like, Shador's going to be backpedaling it, and you're going to see those bad habits with this offensive line right now. It needs to become more stable. It needs to be better. And Shador needs to be better from what we've seen. I don't think that gets fixed in all of 4 weeks that we spent in between the last time we saw him. There's things that can improve. But again, you step out and you play him on the field. There's just not a real negative to it. Like, I just don't know what you want him to say, what you want the answer to be. I'd love if somebody has a more beneficial answer to the Cleveland Browns, because anything that he says to me that is not I'm ready to play right now, I think is a negative out of his mouth. 216-474-0092. Let's go to the phones. Jackson is in Seoul and want to chime in. What's going on, Jackson?
Hey, what's up? I honestly, I love the confidence. I think that's one thing that is one of his best traits, is his confidence. I also just want to talk about the whole narrative about how he hasn't gotten the reps that a lot of fans believe he deserves, given that he went in the fifth round. It's like hard to even believe that narrative, given how Isaiah Bond, who went undrafted and has been undoubtedly a problem throughout, and Shador's a very likable interviewee. Like, he talks well. Isaiah Bond jumps right into the lineup after going undrafted and having some serious allegations against him.
Yeah, I mean, I think for Bond, and Jackson, I appreciate the call. Like, he's supposed to be a third-round pick. And also, you can say this about the quarterback room. The Browns don't believe it, but the wide receiver room is devoid of talent. Like, it is Cedric Tillman and Jerry Jeudy, and Jerry Jeudy hasn't even looked good, and really either has said, and nobody else. Like, they need something, and they need what he brings as a potential, like, a deep threat, a speed threat. They need that type of wide receiver. So I think it makes sense for Isaiah Bond to be there. There's also, you know, at any time you could have 4 to 5 wide receivers on a field. You can have one quarterback. And it does determine how your offense looks, where you swap out a wide receiver on a play. The people watching might not even notice. You swap out the quarterback, everybody certainly takes note. That's not the same guy running the offense. Again, 216-474-0092. Is Shador going too far in saying that he's ready to start right now? We'll get some of your guys' calls on this as well. Our very own Daryl Ryder on with Nick and Earl today, dropping a bomb on what he thinks happens at the Browns quarterback position. We'll react right here, coming up in 5 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
An overtime with Jake Volney. On The Fan. Coming up in about 18 minutes, we're going to get to Get a Grip, as we always do at 9 o'clock and at 9:20. Ben Boscher of 100.9 The Mitt in Michigan going to join us to break down the Lions' perspective of Browns Lions this week, as well potential playoff series between the Guardians and the Tigers. We'd like if it happened. Tigers up to an early lead out in Boston as well. Not helping the case. I'm really doing anybody any favors right now, but we'll get to that at 9:20. Right now, we're asking you guys at 216-474-0092. Is Shadur going too far saying he's ready to start right now? Terry wanted to jump in. What's going on, Terry?
Not much. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good. How are you, man?
Pretty good, man. I just want to say, I want my quarterback to have the confidence of Shadur Sanders. I mean, how can you blame a guy for thinking he's ready to play? I thought he was ready to play. I got one question for you guys real quick.
Yeah, what do you got?
What happened to Shadur? Who had Dillon Gabriel ranked before above him in the draft? Nobody. What happened between now and then that made him not ready to play football? Thanks.
Yeah, and Terry, I appreciate the call. I think we saw some of the things that make Shadur maybe not necessarily ready to play right now, but I don't want him to think that. Again, it's the fact that if you put him out there, I don't think he shows franchise quarterback at the moment. I think there's going to be a lot of things that draw you away from, here's the good things that Shadur does, and a lot more that point to, oh, here are the things that, you know, bring Shador's mishaps. But to say he's not ready to play, like, what does that even mean? What does it mean that a player is not ready to go out on the field other than the fact that he looks bad? Like, he's ready to play football. He's prepared. If he stepped into the game, I don't have a doubt that he knows the offense. It's breaking the bad habits. It's making sure he has talent around him to help him out, because at the end of the day, he is a fifth-round pick. And he showed for reasons in the preseason of maybe why he is a fifth-round pick. Like, I don't have fear about Shadur being ready. It's eliminating the other things. But yeah, I want him to be ready. I want any of my quarterbacks on my roster. Those should be some of the most confident people on my team, because they need to know the offense inside and out, front to back, and there can't be any shadow of a doubt that you know what you're doing when you're out there. You have to be the most confident guy. You are sitting there reading an entire defense in split seconds. Like, you just can't be unsure of yourself if you're in the position. So, again, I don't understand people who say they don't want him to say this. I've yet to hear somebody come up with something of what they'd rather him say. I think this is a lot more people just being upset to be upset. But, well, let's set that to the side, because as we're talking about quarterbacks, our very own Daryl Ryder brought up a very interesting topic earlier today where we can get to our social media reactions on X, powered by Scheibing Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Robert chimed in earlier on in the show and said, I want to talk about what Daryl said, that he expects who to go if Joe is not. Let's listen to what Daryl said earlier on today.
I think that it has to be like a disaster of epic proportions right now for them to consider, you know, a quarterback change, which, by the way, not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, Detroit's really good, all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. But I just don't get the sense that the Browns are itching to make a quarterback change right now. Here's another wrinkle to this, though. I do have a theory. I don't think it's going from Joe Flacco to Dylan Gabriel. I think if there's a quarterback change, I think you could see number four.
This is preposterous. Listen, and I don't think, like, I'm not saying that Daryl's out of his mind for saying, he's a little out of his mind for saying it, but, like, I don't even really want to think about this possibility, but if you really break it down on paper, it's hard after the swing and a miss comment, but it's really not that hard given the quarterbacks in the room. Like, if Deshaun got healthy, he could take the field if there's still belief in the Browns building. Now, they basically refused to talk on the entire thing other than Deshaun's here and he's doing what he needs to do to get healthy and get ready to play if we asked him to. But they won't say, yeah, we'll consider Deshaun this season, or no, we're ruling out any possibility of Deshaun playing this year. I think it also gets you into a little bit of legal trouble with the NFLPA if you probably say one of those things, especially the latter of those two. Like, what are we going to do? What is actually going to be the if they go to Deshaun Watson, worst case scenario, by the way, like if Deshaun just looked bad, you just get to sit there and call the Browns dumb. It's bad case scenario for the football team. It's this organization probably needs to have the rug ripped out from under them, and we need to replace some things here. Worst case scenario as a Browns fan in deciding what you're going to do in the future is Deshaun actually goes out there and plays well. Like, what is the answer? If Deshaun played well for 8 games this season, if he played well for 6 games this season, what is the actual response to that?
That's what's going to happen, too, just because it's the Browns. He's going to go out there, and he's going to finish 7-3, whatever it is, 6-3. And then the Browns are going to be like, do we give this guy another contract?
Or at least, I mean, you figure he'd probably at least get to play out his contract, right? Even if you drafted somebody behind him, he'd still be the guy in the room that you stood tall with probably going into next year. If he went 6-3, it'd be hard to argue against it. Again, I don't know that Deshaun has that football left in him. I would argue that there's probably a really good chance that he doesn't after everything that we saw. But I don't know how the fan base would take that.
Not good. No, even if he was good, not good.
I think you would be at a crossroads. Immediately, it would be very bad reaction, and everybody would be very upset, and rightfully so. But I think once you got to like the 5-6 win mark, you'd be looking around like, I don't want this to happen. I don't believe that it's going to, you know, extend beyond this year. But what do we actually do from here? Like, it's still going to be draft a quarterback in 2026. That's going to be people's feeling. But again, if he played well, how would you not roll Deshaun back out next year?
I think it's too far gone. I don't think it matters if what his record is. I don't think people want to see him play at all, even if he does lead to winning games.
See, I feel like at that point,
the relationship is just shattered between,
and again,
the fans and him.
We're playing very far hypotheticals here. We're going off of Daryl's theory. But like, I think at some point, like at that point, you're just being picky if you're a Browns fan, right? Like, they handed him one of the worst contracts, probably the worst contract in NFL and maybe sports history. If you let go of the contract, you're still just looking for good quarterback play. You're looking for okay quarterback play. Eventually, you're looking for good, if not great. But right now, you're just looking for okay to good quarterback play. If Deshaun is giving you that, who are we to sit here and say, absolutely not? Like, you're searching for it. You're trying to find it. Again, I don't think it's in there. I don't think it's going to happen. And we are in la-la land right now. This is not what I want to happen. This is not what I believe is going to happen. But like, I don't think you get to sit there and just be crazy picky if you got a quarterback that's playing good football. Like, I think the circumstances of the loss matters. I think the circumstances of the wins matter. I think you have to view it in full scope. But if he goes out there and, like, you go 6-3 and your losses are to the Ravens, the Bills, and another team down that stretch, how are you going to sit there and say, okay, well, not even a consideration to go to him next year? Again, you can still draft one, but to not hand him another year of a contract that he's already under, that you're already paying him. And I think that's what actually makes this realistic, by the way. Like, he's under contract. If you don't believe in Dylan Gabriel, and right now they're telling you they don't believe in Dylan Gabriel enough to sit down the 40-year-old veteran who basically didn't put a point on the board last week in a win, and put up 10 points and 16 points the week before that. The offense has not looked good. They're telling you we don't trust Dylan Gabriel to go to him right now. would it be that wild to think, hey, the guy's under contract? We clearly believed him all of last year. They were screaming to the high heavens, this thing's built for Deshaun. We're going to keep going out there because Deshaun gives us the best chance to win. You have the best chance to win conversation. The only comments that we have outside of those, outside of the we trust Deshaun and Deshaun to run this offense, is the swing and a miss comment by Jimmy Haslam, which, by the way, can still be true even if he's playing quarterback for you. The contract can still be a swing and a miss. It clearly is. There's no argument against it. But they have not told you, we don't like Deshaun. We don't want Deshaun to ever touch the football field again. Like, that opportunity still lives on. It's not just Daryl we've heard say it. Mary Kay has said it multiple times throughout this season, in the preseason. Like, we've had other, you know, local people who are around the team every single day say it's possible they would play Deshaun Watson and they can see a scenario where it happens. Nobody has ruled out the fact that the Browns are completely done with Deshaun and they've thrown him to the curb and they will not play him this year. I have not heard one person throw that out. And again, we're talking about people connected to the team who, even beyond their own reporting, can drop nuggets to you and you can read in between the lines on what they say. The fact that that's out there and the fact that we have multiple people saying it tells me there's still a little affinity for Deshaun Watson, the quarterback. Not the $230 million man, but the guy who stands under center. I despise it. I think everybody in Cleveland should despise it. I don't want to see him take the field. But if they're going for the best opportunity to win, if they find themselves in a situation where, again, we're looking at 2-4, you're already knocking on the door of October. Deshaun was supposed to be back. The estimated return was somewhere in the month of October, maybe November. If you're 2-4 after six games, you've laid out the opportunity to still be a good football team. If you think that's a quarterback that gives you the best chance to win, I think that you look at Kevin, that's not a guy who's afraid to come out and just say he gives us the best chance. I think he would do it. I think it'd be terrible for the fan base. Guy got booed off the field. And people were cheering at the fact that he tore his leg basically in half and was in writhing pain. People celebrated that moment inside the stadium. And there was bad football play. Like, I don't agree with it by any means. I don't agree that you celebrate somebody getting injured. Like, I can also see where people are coming from, given the fact of the football that they watched. Like, the fact that there is a quarterback change, the change that people were calling for. If he goes out there and puts out the same performance again, I don't think that you can make much of an argument. Like, there would have to be sweeping change. Kevin would be the first guy on the hot seat, and he would be on it immediately. The fact that you go back to Deshaun, you can't do that. You can't even think about that possibility right now if you're the head coach of this team and you want to keep your job. If you do it, you better hope, damn it, you're right. I mean, he better turn into the guy that it looks like you wanted to pay $230 million for. Not okay quarterback play. If he goes out there and looks like what we wanted Joe Flacco to look like, that's not good enough. If you're winning football games with, you know, Deshaun at quarterback, but it's not because of Deshaun, that's not good enough. He better look like a potential top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Like, he better be the guy that steps on the field and is ready to go. And is ready to take over a team and try to lead a team to a Super Bowl. Because that is the only chance that you have with not ruining every single relationship that you have with this fan base. And not having everybody calling for your head and calling for your job. That's why I don't think they'll do it, but the door is certainly open. Don't agree with Daryl's theory. But I'm not saying that he's off his rocker completely either. 216-474-0092. What would you actually do if Deshaun played for the Browns and played well? What would be the reaction? You guys can get to me there as well on X at Volnick Jake. Get a grip coming your way in 5 minutes too on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.